Welcome to the Trade Secrets Podcast, hosted by Damon Piatek, President and CEO of Welke Customs Brokers USA. Damon is a licensed U.S. customs broker and certified customs specialist with more than 18 years' experience in the import-export customs, transportation, and logistics sectors. Each month, Trade Secrets will bring you guests in the industry to provide their insights on timely trade issues to give you an advantage in international trade. So now, let's talk trade.
Damon Piatek here. Welcome to the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the Section 301 duties. So those are the additional duties on or tariffs on Chinese goods. We have three lists currently that are out and a fourth one that is proposed. So we're going to get you some additional information, some specific information on when that fourth list is due to come out and where you can get some more information on what products are involved in that fourth list. We're also going to talk about exceptions today and how successful some companies have been being exempt from those duties. And we're going to tell you some more information on how to apply for those exemptions. So let's just start off with, like I said, there's actually three lists that have already been published in the Federal Registry. There's a fourth one on its way. Some dates to put on your calendar about that are June 10th, which has already passed. That was the due date for filing a request to appear in person for the testimony. June 17th is the due date for any written submission on List 4. And also June 17th is the public hearing at 9:30 a.m. at the International Trade Commission. So those are the dates to remember on List 4, and you could find more information about that either on our website or at the International Trade Commission's website. We'll get some information. We'll put that out there on the podcast with the links for the websites on that. But those are the dates. So just to run down those again, the date to appear at the public hearing to file for that is already passed. That was June 10th. The next date for written submissions or written comments on List 4 is June 17th, and that is also the public hearing, June 17th. So let's talk about List 1, 2, and 3. So those have already been published. We're already paying duty on those, but we're looking at some additional exemptions. So the exemptions for List 1 and 2 or the exclusions for List 1 and 2 have already been accepted. Some of the exclusions on different tariff numbers have already been published. There's only about 1,100 of those that have been published at this point. So if your product is on List 1 or List 2 of the 301 tariffs, now's a good time to check if it's there. And then if so, maybe you should start filing for an exclusion. More information, if you'd like to call us, we can give you that because that is very specific to the product. But just to let you know, List 3 is also coming out for the exclusions, and that looks like it's going to be published sometime soon. What to know about the exclusions? First of all, the exclusion will be effective 1 year from the date of the exclusion, from when it's published. So you'll get that exclusion for 1 year. The other thing is that it's going to be retroactive on those duties that you've already paid. So again, this could be very timely for some companies that are being affected by these 301 duties. What we're seeing out there, these 301 duties are affecting our clients in cash flow issues where they're paying additional duties. Also, their bond sufficiencies are being affected. So I'm just going to take a minute and talk about your bond sufficiency. So if you're in the trade industry, you know that your every shipment coming into the United States is subject to be covered by a continuous bond or a customs bond, either single entry or continuous. And there's a sufficiency on those. Most companies have a $50,000 bond, and those are becoming used up. So if you have more than $50,000 in liability of duties in 1 year, that bond will become insufficient. So what does that mean to you as an importer? Well, that means that you're not going to be able to import anymore, or it can become costly to import because you're going to have to purchase single entry bonds. So this may create a disruption in your supply chain. So my suggestion is take a look at your bond sufficiency. Just talk to your current customs broker or your surety company that you're buying your bond through and ask them about your bond sufficiency, where it's at, where that level is. Is 50% of it used? Is 80% of it used? And if you're up in the 80% or 90% being used in the calendar year that you have your bond, my suggestion is increase your bond amount. Very simple process to do, but it will avoid any disruptions in the supply chain. Thank you for listening today. If you have any additional questions about the 301 duties, please feel free to email me. We're also looking for additional content. So if you have any questions about international trade, email me at Damon, D-A-M-O-N, at Welke, W-E-L-K-E, USA.com, and we'll get your questions on the air. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
This has been Trade Secrets, the podcast hosted by Damon Piatek, President and CEO of Welke Customs Brokers USA. Thank you for listening.